This morning, the National Wa'ala Tus Indigenous Council published a first-of-its-kind report. Kinship and Prosperity. Proven Solutions for a Clean Energy Landscape, outlines guidelines for incorporating Indigenous voices into Canada's climate strategy, policy, and legislation. As Canada continues to grapple with the impact of climate change, the effect it has on Indigenous communities is felt across the country, stated the report. The Council noted that despite the federal government adopting a climate change policy and committing to carbon reduction, Canada still has a long way to go. The country is currently near the bottom of the Climate Change Performance Index, ranked 62nd out of 67 countries. The index is a collaboration of several international climate organizations and an independent monitoring tool assessing nations' progress toward climate change targets. In 2022, the Government of Canada invested $300 million in the Wa'ala Tus Clean Energy Initiatives for Indigenous and Remote Communities, allocating $238 million for projects and $62 million for internal administration between 2022 and 2027. Later that year, the Indigenous Council was formed to advise federal departments on the Wa'ala Tus mandate and participate in its governing board. The Wa'ala Tus Council is assisting in transitioning from fossil fuels to renewable energy, focusing on the unique challenges various communities face. The Commission emphasizes that Indigenous knowledge, grounded in thousands of years of experience, is crucial for developing sustainable energy systems that foster energy security, uphold human rights, and support self-determination. Since its inception in 2022, the initiative has funded several projects across British Columbia and the country, allocating over $97 million. This investment is estimated to have reduced diesel reliance by 18 million liters annually. The funded projects primarily focus on renewable energy sources such as solar, wind, and biomass, as well as some innovative technologies such as hydrogen energy. The Wa'ala Tus Council consists of six First Nations, Inuit, and Métis leaders with expertise in clean energy, working in partnership with federal departments such as Natural Resources Canada and Indigenous Services Canada. The team consists of Grant Sullivan, Alex Cook, Jordan Bernouf, Kim Scott, Zhu Valox, Leona Humchit, and Sean Brennan Nong HL Kayaz, with independent consultant Carly Scott also assisting. Brennan, a Haida and Eagle Clan member, has dedicated his career to advancing Haida sovereignty for future generations. He says they have been working on this report for over a year. Indigenous communities have demonstrated leadership in clean energy in the past, since time immemorial, he said. Continued progress requires sufficient and equity-driven long-term funding for Indigenous communities and proponents so Indigenous people can really deliver the proven clean energy solutions that are helping to lift these communities out of poverty, to help enable the path to prosperity. A lot of this is really depending on funding, and the funding delivery should really be accessible and streamlined. He says Indigenous self-determination is crucial for sustainable solutions, and Indigenous-led decisions will lead to economic reconciliation. We need to make it easier for these Indigenous proponents to get these projects up and off the ground right. Indigenous decision-making needs to be there at the center of it all. This document is basically a roadmap to government to really help them achieve that empowerment of Indigenous communities to give them those solutions, he said. Energy costs in rural and remote communities are skyrocketing. He continued, Indigenous-led alternative energy projects will help bring people out of poverty and provide local jobs for them. He says Indigenous communities have been left out of British Columbia's clean energy grid for far too long. Out of 44 communities in BC that are not connected to the grid, 40 are Indigenous. As a result, these communities rely heavily on diesel fuel, which negatively affects their environment in several ways, including air quality issues and the risk of spills. 1. With the climate changing at a rapid pace, and 2. We're contributing to it in a way that we never really had a consent or say in doing that, Brennan said. We didn't really ask for diesel generators in our communities, or have any say about whether or not we could have attached to the grid in the first place. So we're sort of just left stuck finding solutions, and this initiative is us going out, being proactive about those solutions and creating that opportunity for ourselves, while at the same time creating some sort of economic prosperity. The 2021 UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples Act, UNDA, affirms Indigenous rights and mandates Canada to engage with Indigenous peoples based on respect for human rights and self-determination. In 2023, Canada's UNDA Action Plan committed to stable long-term funding for Indigenous participation in decision-making and policy co-development, empowering self-determination on climate issues. Ensuring a just transition is vital, which broadly means ensuring no one is left behind or disadvantaged as we move toward low-carbon, environmentally sustainable economies and societies, the report states. This transition to renewable energy must be guided by principles of decolonization, the restoration of right relationships with the earth, and equitable outcomes for workers and communities that have historically faced marginalization. Brennan added, carbon reduction is a natural way of life for Indigenous people. We're dependent on an outside fuel source that's not sustainable or renewable, he said, noting his aim is to move this situation toward energy sovereignty and prosperity. He says, like many rural or remote locations, his home place of Haida Gwaii burns 11 million liters of diesel per year. We're not really proud of having these large carbon footprints when compared to the rest of the province and the rest of Canada, he said. One of the currently funded projects is a 2-megawatt solar farm, which estimates predict will bring diesel consumption down to 660,000 liters per year. The Kinship and Prosperity Report's key recommendations include improved access to funding, streamlining processes to eliminate barriers and make funding more accessible for Indigenous-led projects, consistent project eligibility, developing clear criteria prioritizing community benefits and Indigenous-led initiatives, inclusive opportunities, aligning efforts with Canada's sustainable development goals and enhancing community readiness for clean energy transitions, Indigenous leadership, empowering Indigenous communities to take the lead in energy decisions with respect for self-determination, sustainable funding, establishing long-term funding and support for Indigenous climate action, including multi-year grants and economic reconciliation. As we look forward, it is evident that the path to a sustainable future lies in recognizing and amplifying the voices of Indigenous peoples, in simplifying the process and removing unnecessary complexities, and in learning from our experiences, states the report.